VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting Poland on Friday in support of allied responses to the humanitarian and human rights crisis sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As allies take new action to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin, Poland, a NATO ally, has taken in millions of Ukrainian refugees. Biden met with U.S. troops stationed near Poland's border with Ukraine.
Mr. President, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing, Mr. President?
I'm doing well. Joe Biden.
How you doing, Mr. President?
Good to see you, man.
You too.
Biden's arrival in Poland came hours after meeting Friday in Brussels with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, after which they announced formation of a joint task force to reduce Europe's dependence on Russian fossil fuels.
We are continuing to reinforce our cooperation in many strategic ways, on humanitarian and security assistance to Ukraine, on energy, on fighting the threats against our democracies.
Officials in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol say about 300 people died in last week's airstrike on a theater being used as a bomb shelter. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The post on the city government Telegram channel cites eyewitnesses for the toll of about 300. It was not immediately clear whether emergency workers had finished excavating the site or how the eyewitnesses arrived at the horrific death toll. When the theatre was struck, an enormous inscription reading "Children" was posted outside in Russian, intending to be visible from the skies above. Soon after the strike, Ukraine's Human Rights Commissioner said more than 1,300 people had been sheltering in the building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ed Sheeran's benefit concert for Ukraine may include some local talent, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The concert is next week in Birmingham, England. Sheeran got a request through TikTok.
Hello, Ed. Greetings from Kyiv.
Wearing combat gear with a bomb building in the background was Taras Topolia and two other soldiers.
We are Ukrainian musicians of the Ukrainian band Antitila, one of the most popular Ukrainian bands.
Topolia says his band wants to play during the concert from Kyiv.
We are not afraid to play under the bombs. Through music, we want to show the world that Ukraine is strong.
Ed Sheeran responded to the band and to all Ukrainians.
I love you, I stand with you, and I'm so proud to be playing this fundraising event next week. I can't wait to check your music out to you guys and sending lots of love.
Topolia says Antitila is ready.
We will fight and sing for victory in front of the whole world.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Ethiopian government and rebels in the embattled Tigray region have declared a truce to allow humanitarian aid to reach millions in need. Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Humanitarian agencies will have a chance to distribute food, water, and medicine in northern Ethiopia. Some aid organizations are still studying the government's statement on the ceasefire in the Tigray region to determine how much access they will have. In a statement to VOA, Oxfam International Country Director Gezahegn Gedebe-Kerbehene called on all warring parties to honor the truce and allow aid agencies unfettered access to the communities. However, Hassan Kananji, the head of the Horn Institute for Strategic Studies, does not believe the government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, will give aid groups a free hand. Both sides, he says, may fear exposing human rights abuses.
They may be afraid in certain instances that humanitarian organizations may have access to some of the evidence of the crimes that were committed during the war. And so I do not think they're going to have a free access to every part they want or to every human soul, you know, who's going to be in need.
The Ethiopian government launched a military operation against the Tigray People's Liberation Front rebel group in November 2020. The 16-month-old conflict has claimed the lives of tens of thousands and displaced millions. The aid groups estimate at least 9.4 million people in Ethiopia need urgent humanitarian aid after fleeing their farms and homes due to conflict. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting Poland on Friday in support of allied responses to the humanitarian and human rights crises sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA.